So, let's have a conversation. What if I told you that the future of health doesn't wear a stethoscope? That your health minister doesn't need to be a medical doctor? What if I told you that the real cure to our health system's deeper issues might lie in the courage to appoint leaders who think in systems and not in symptoms? Today, we are talking about something bold, something overdue. It's time to reconsider who gets to lead our health ministries. Let's begin with reality check. We've spent decades treating health like a clinical emergency, responding to symptoms, HIV, TB, maternal deaths, one crisis at a time. And yes, our doctors have been heroes. But structural change isn't surgery. It's political, it's economic, it's moral. And it's time we admit we need more than just doctors at the helm. In many African countries, including my own, health ministers are expected to be medical professionals. The logic? They know the system. But here's the problem. Knowing how to treat a patient is not the same as knowing how to fix or transform a broken health system. Clinical expertise can sometimes blind us to systemic insight. Doctors are trained to diagnose individuals. Policy leaders must diagnose society. And let's be honest, some of our most pressing health issues today are not clinical. They are about inequality, poor governance, corruption, neglected infrastructure. They are about who gets care and who doesn't, whose voice counts. These are structural issues and they require structural thinkers. So, what kind of leaders should we be looking for? Imagine a health minister who is a social justice lawyer, passionate about the right to health. Or an economist who understands how to design systems that protect the poor. Or a seasoned activist who's worked at grassroots level, rebuilding trust between government and communities. These are leaders who can bridge the divide between policy and people. So here's what we need to act on. It's time for parliament, parties, and president to rethink the profile of health leadership. We don't just need brilliant doctors. We need brilliant leaders, systemic thinkers, advocates, organizers, visionaries. So next time a health minister is being appointed, do not ask, what hospital did they work at? Ask, what systems have they helped transform? Because the future of our health depends not just on medicine, but on bold, transformative leadership. This is Unmasked and Thriving. I am TD, your host. Let's keep the conversation courageous.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.